Cassidy.
Lovely. The trials and tribulations of a big time business people. McFadden.
That's right.
And Bachman and Horn and Stefan on the Good Day program. This is beyond Good Day, in fact. We have information.
This is beyond Good Day.
It is, yeah.
Just
yeah,
beyond.
Yeah. All right, so I have some helpful information that may save your life. How many?
Right after these messages.
Yeah. Oh, okay, you want to do that?
No, go ahead.
We could do that. I'm sure we get everybody. Wait a minute. We have to stay tuned because Doug's going to tell us.
They do enough of it on the news every night. That's what we should be doing. But you know what? We're nicer than those people.
Well, we just don't have to play.
We're going to tell you how to save your life and then take the commercials and hope that you'll stick around and be grateful and listen to them.
Support our sponsors.
That's right.
SOS.
After all, Sears has a sale coming up.
Yes, they do. And I have some products to sell. Anyway, the and actually, in fact, if you were able to participate in the nutrients that I'm peddling, if you will, at DougStephanTeam.com, you wouldn't have this problem. But a lot of people do. The number one killer in America is heart disease. The number one instant way to die is having a heart attack. And let's say you've had a tough day. Richie's
look at Horseshack.
On his way home.
What about Horseshack?
63 the other day and just kicked it from a heart attack.
Yep. No, we didn't. Yep. Yep. I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know. How did I miss that?
Well, so that's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Here's a guy, 63 years old.
He was a smoker, though.
You may have been, well, whatever.
Yeah.
You're on your way home after you've worked all day, and you feel this pain in your chest, and you become panicky because you read somewhere it only takes 10 seconds for you to lose consciousness.
Yep.
When you're having a heart attack, and that's true. So this, you need to have your wits about you. This is what you do in this circumstance. First, try not to panic. Easier said than done? Yes. But what you do, and Ken, this is on a number of different websites. Here's what you do. You start coughing repeatedly, heavily, and very vigorously. And I'm serious.
Why is that? Does it keep your heart pounding?
Because deep breath keeps the cough and the shock of it produces sputum from deep inside of your chest. And that throws out a lot of stuff that, in fact, is connected to a heart attack. Hmm. A breath and a cough need to be repeated about every 2 seconds without let up until somebody comes to help you. You keep coughing. Therefore, you will stay conscious, and you're going to continue to bring air into your lungs, which will feed the heart and calm it down. You will find that your heart will beat normally again if you do this. Cough heavily, and you probably ought to practice it. Cough heavily and get the crap out that's in your lungs, and that way more air gets into the system. We all have the sputum in our lungs. Some of it's because we have allergies to food. Some of it's because we have allergies to who knows what. May have a cold, whatever it is. But coughing deeply gets that stuff out of your lungs, and then the oxygen has a chance to get over to your heart. Most everybody who has a heart attack has congestion in his or her lungs. That's a precursor for it. And you all know what happens after, with most any disease. People die more. It's interesting. We say people die of heart disease. They don't. They die. The immediate cause of death is that your lungs are filled with fluid.
Hmm.
Some kind of a problem when you have pneumonia, you have heart disease, any of the things that keep your body from normally operating, your lungs are the first things to be compromised. And they collect the liquid that is supposedly is being disseminated from the various, whether it's your pores or whether it's your elimination circumstances. If that stuff's not working, the liquid's got to go someplace, and it goes, the easiest receptor is your lungs. So you got to get the stuff out so that you can breathe normally again.
Now, along with that story, we've heard over the past couple of years that if you are to happen along somebody who has had a heart attack, that you should give them CPR. And the rhythm of the CPR, you can sing along to.
Yep.
Staying alive.
Staying alive. All right, so it's 109 beats per minute, this song is, which is the perfect rhythm for giving CPR.
Got to get it going. Normal rhythm is, I think, 72 to 84 beats per minute. I think if that's not... I think
so my production director here at Radio America was fooling around with some songs. And you know what else is a good song to go ahead and give somebody CPR to that is also 109 beats per minute?
Another one.
You go either way.
Same route. So, you can take the upbeat one, staying alive. But if it ain't looking so good, you can kind of switch over to this song.
Another one bites the nest.
Just toes slow down.
Deep breaths get oxygen into your lungs, and the coughing movements squeeze the heart and keep the blood circulating. The squeezing pressure on the heart also helps it regain normal rhythm. In this way, heart attack victims get to hospitals, and many more are subject to survival. So you got to have your wits about you. You can't just give up.
That's interesting. I've never heard that coughing thing. That's
something from the Journal of General Hospitals.
Awesome information.
Wow.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
All right, so here I am, your hero, Uncle Doug.
You learned that on General Hospital? Is that what you just said?
Yeah. You know, that probably would be a good idea if there were people who were able to get the, if you could, that's what a lot of the TV shows that are now medical shows, they do make the scripts pretty authentic so that you actually learn stuff other than who's sleeping with whom on whatever show it is.
Wow.
Like, actually learn something.
Kind of authentic.
Yeah.
I mean, these CSI shows, I mean, you know, come on now.
Well,
the science behind them.
Yeah, I didn't say everything was perfect.
Right.
You didn't hear me say that.
It's cool.
All right, so speaking about your health and well-being, you're hearing me frequently talk about how to avoid 900 diseases that are part of the landscape. I talk frequently as a farmer. I had yesterday a problem with one of the cows, had laminitis.
What's that?
Laminitis. They got laminated?
The disease of the lamb.
It is.
Somebody laminated your cows?
Wrong, Bristol
They're
breath.
Easier to clean that way.
Lamb comes from lame. The cow came up lame.
Oh.
And it was because the cow went, I think I've told you, we have two different pastures. We have a pasture where we keep the pregnant cows, but when they get ready to calf, they go into the maternity pen. And the maternity pen has the essential nutrients, mostly minerals, that we give in several different, we have a block of them, we have a tub of them, and we have a feeder that they can go at will. They go nose around, take as much as they want. And the other stuff is put in molasses, makes it very desirable. So if a cow is out front and she has a calf, and isn't able to get the nutrients that the ones that are 2 weeks or nearer get, then there may be a problem. So this cow has a calf. And she develops laminitis because she doesn't have enough of the right nutrients. And she's eaten some what they call hot feed, which if you don't have the right nutrients, goes through your body and it'll stop in a place that's weak. And because you don't have the right nutrients, with cows anyway, their feet are their weakest element, the weakest part of their body. So the point of telling you this story is if minerals are that important to a cow, imagine how important they are to you. And your well-being, especially if you're a pregnant-to-be mom. Women need, we all need them. Women, if you're feeding, what is the old story about, I'm feeding when you go out and have a big meal, I'm feeding two people. Eating for two. Mm. Right. All right. So if you are into helpful hairiness and you're a member of a family where somebody has become pregnant and is ready to give birth, you ought to expose them to a nutrient-dense diet. I can't find a better way of getting you into that than going to DougStephanTeam.com and looking at the Healthy Start Pack. It is exactly what is implied by the name, the Healthy Start Pack, something that anyone who is pregnant or thinking about getting pregnant ought to be on, and all of us actually ought to be on this. Which would you prefer, taking something natural or prescription drugs? It would seem to me that would be a duh, Right? I mean, why would you want to get yourself involved in prescription drugs? Yeah, when you can take care of yourself with these 90 essential nutrients every day. Check us out on the web at DougStephanTeam.com. Order your healthy start pack right there at DougStephanTeam.com. Or if it's easier for you, dial 855-309-TEAM. That's 855-309-8326. This is essential, not optional, for most every single one of you. Every day, essential, not optional. 90 for life on the web at DougStephanTeam.com.
Hey, John, how come there are no hot dog vendors out here? Is that just like preseason or something?
No, it's because you're in my living room.
Right, that new TV is huge.
Football is a game of inches, so get to the ultimate football experience at Sears, and we'll help put some awesome ones on your wall. Save $250 on an LG 50-inch HD TV, just $499.99. This is game-changing. This is Sears. Offer ends 8/18/12. See store or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like Mom of the Year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU. Are you in?
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like Mom of the Year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
PG-13. This program is rated G, right?
Most of the time.
Yeah, it's rated G for a good day.
GD.
GD.
It's, not like that.
No. not quite that way. Everyone's like, yes, what was it I was so ticked off about yesterday? I said God, and then I stopped.
Oh, we talked about election reform, and we talked about the mail order TV that turned out to be a gun.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
good. Yep.
Ah.
And Jen won. She got you more riled up.
She did. Yeah. Actually, yeah. Right. That was it.
You were quite
it was a longer-term rile. You might have had more impact at the beginning.
Yeah. True. Yeah. True.
Mine
the initial rile.
Out longer. Yeah.
All right. So who's on deck first here?
I'm itching to go.
Richie's
yeah,
ready
Richie's
to go.
Got, like, many stories. So
Richie and then Jennifer, then Heather. I think Good Day. This is beyond Good Day, actually.
Jen's going to love my story, baby.
In storytelling. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Get a little Maury Povich ready.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic. $4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Doug Stephan Good Day program is all about food for thought in various ways. And this hour is called Beyond Good Day, where there's a lot of food for thought. So I'm going to drop before Richie gets off onto his thing. Let's just think about this, put things into perspective. And my perspective comes from watching three or four times the video, the absolutely brilliant video of NASA landing that Mini Cooper, which is really, but the rover that's on the surface of Mars, how wonderfully well that worked. So if that is the case, how come we can't get a darn cell phone to work right here on Earth? And that, how,
yeah, tell me about it.
That food for thought? I think that's food for thought. Richie has some more food for us to think about.
Well, we should mention that it's the anniversary of Elvis's passing. Saturday. So
yeah.
Take this opportunity to play a great Elvis song about Daddy. And if you're in New York and you're not quite sure whether your kid is yours or not, there might be a little help roaming around the streets of New York City. There's a new recreational vehicle, an RV, called the Who's Your Daddy RV. And this RV does DNA testing and tells you whether you're actually the father of your kids.
That's awesome. You are not the father.
So this is basically Maury Povich on wheels in an RV.
Cut to the chase, you know.
It's the brainchild of a guy named Jared Rosenthal, who says when driving down the streets in New York City, they flag us down and pull us over.
Oh, my gosh.
How long does it take to get the results?
He says he can do it fairly quickly.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
So it's like a little swab, like Q-tip swab in the mouth kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yay or nay?
Yeah. Sometimes he says guys bring their babies up to the RV and have them swabbed. They say one gentleman says, listen, I pay child support, and I'm going to pay child support no matter what. I just want to know.
My God.
Wow.
Yeah, but that changes. I'm sorry, it changes. He can say what he wants, but it changes.
He says sometimes there are happy endings. He's helped a dad find his daughter before, so find his 20-year-old daughter. So there are happy endings in this, but I'm sure that pretty much this is Maury Povich on wheels.
So do you get like a street hot dog and wait and eat your hot dog while you're waiting for your results?
He says the DNA test costs $299. To $575, it requires just a swab, and results are available in a couple of days.
A couple of days.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So I want to eat a hot dog and find out if that's my baby daddy.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be the next thing. Somebody will come up with a way to have a meal while you're getting your DNA tested.
Seriously, that would be a great business maneuver.
Right. How about the what's the name of that? What do they call those trucks, the food
trucks? The gourmet food trucks. They should follow these guys around.
Yeah. Here's the thing that came to my mind is, you know, when you're a kid, you know, ice cream man, ice cream, and you're chasing the ice cream truck down the street.
I know, I wonder if he has his own song. He should.
Yeah. That could actually be the swab. Could be like a popsicle or something like that when you get to the center when the kids don't know they're being tested.
Swab.
Here, Jimmy, eat this popsicle and then hand it to the guy in the white lab coat up in the RV.
I can't believe that we're having this conversation. I just, this is like, beyond the beyond.
Oh, my goodness.
What is, you know, we talk about from the political realities of the world, what's the world coming to, or whatever it is that's going on in Iran or some other place. What is this world coming to?
He says, the mother's like, you're the father. And the father says, the heck I'm not.
Yeah. My kid just ate a big stick from
that. Let's find out right here. Right
a DNA truck.
Exactly. All right.
Oh, my.
Eat an A. What's that
old
song?
I kind of like it.
Palisades Park. You put the, bring the those trucks to the all the amusement parks. Park them outside. And have everybody. Well, how much does it cost, by the way, for this? $200?
$299 to $575.
I don't get the
special
difference in price.
Why? Yeah, yeah, right. You have bigger DNA.
Well,
why
yeah
does it cost more?
Oh, your cheek is a little larger.
Well, they had one guy test six kids.
Oh my
gosh! See how many of the six were actually.
You know, they should actually have a fixing truck that follows this one around. People need to get snipped.
All right, 28 past the hour. This is the Food for Thought, literally, hour. It's Beyond Good Day.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like Mom of the Year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org. hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySEAEnergy.com today.
Streets of New York City.
Yeah.
33, everything's in New York City.
Who's your daddy truck? I think
right. That would be on the side of the truck. It should say, who's your daddy?
Yeah, your daddy, I believe it does.
Right. Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Beyond Good Day. Rich, just if you, this, by the way, gets put up. The right-hand side of the homepage of DougSteffen.com is where you can find the highlights. You can listen to hour by hour. If you are not aware of it, we stay on the air till 10 o'clock Eastern every day, 9 o'clock Central. So if your station doesn't carry and you want to, after you've listened to that station, you want to listen to what else we are on to, you can go to DougSteffen.com. The website's easy to find, DougSteffen, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com. There's a big banner in the middle of the page with the words, Listen Live Now, so you can hear it live, or you can look at the various hours. The description of the hours is right there. Click on whatever hour you want to listen to. Bingo. And then we have our highlights, audio highlights. And I think that Mr. McFadden's last extravaganza needs to go into the audio highlights.
I thought you were
disgusted by that story.
Well, it is disgusting, but it's also pretty interesting. So let's have that on the audio highlights. Real, as it were. Michael will take care of that. He takes your calls at 800-510-8255. Hi, this is the Jennifer. We're down Jennifer's road.
This is me. Not really sure why this song.
Pump it up.
Pump it up. Like
the
a kiddie pool.
Elvis Costello.
So this story is probably the one that piqued my interest
hold on
most
a second.
Today.
Is this going to be a winner? Do we win? I always like the stories where we win. Is this a we win kind of story with
this
Richie? I don't know whether that's a we win story or not. But
this is an interesting story. It's food for thought, Dougie.
Hold,
and I know
hold
you
the
like
the phone.
Things.
Who wins?
Hold,
though.
Hold the phone.
Who wins?
The baby won.
Yeah. I want to. You just came up with a great idea, Doug.
I did.
Every day in this hour, Roberta, Jennifer, Heather, and myself bring a story that we think that you might find interesting.
Me being me?
No.
You
or
being
the
everybody.
No, right, the audience.
You
yeah.
included.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that ought to be a competition.
A couple.
Who gets the best one?
Pitting us against each other.
Yes.
All right, we'll play on Facebook today. I'll put up the topics and we'll let people vote.
Actually, I want to know what's going on. We haven't checked in on social media, so before you start your story, will you please tell us what the...
No, I'm not ready. Why do you do this to me?
All right, so then do your story.
Hold on. Let me do the story and then we'll do social media. Or actually, if you want, we'll do social media now.
No, I'm happy to confuse you.
She just switched her computer screen, so she's ready now.
Good Lord.
I'm being devious.
You are being devious. Okay, so today at the lovely Facebook.com/Good Day Show page, we have a couple of things going on. It is Elvis's day of
his birthday,
demise.
Yes, day.
Right.
Yes.
Adios day. Kiss it off.
So we're asking people what your favorite Elvis song is. And I just clicked on one of the respondents' profiles, which is not what I wanted to do. Okay, here we go. So your favorite Elvis songs. We have Melissa saying, I want you. I need you. I love you. Mm-hmm. Michael said, you like that one? Michael said, return to sender. Kathy said, you looking for trouble? Is that an Elvis song?
Yes.
You looking for trouble? Well, you came to the right
Baby
place.
Baby looking for trouble. Boom, boom,
then
boom,
68
boom.
Comeback special. And then she wrote, OMG, no wonder women would swoon. Another Melissa said, I can't help falling in love. Although she wrote following in love, but I think she meant falling. Davina said, love me tender. Jason said, little less conversation. Oh, I do like that one a lot, Jason.
Yeah, cool.
Tim said, wooden heart. Alex said, in the ghetto. Robert said, three men in a tube. What is that?
Not sure. What
I
he's
don't
trying
know
to,
either,
what,
right?
He's trying to make a funny there, and I'm not sure.
I don't think we get it. He said, just let me drink some coffee, and he's going to get back to us. All right, Robert, you do that. Also, we were asking, what is better for our country, lots of small businesses or a few centrally run corporations? Now, we've gotten some response. Michelle saying that we need both. John saying lots of small businesses. Roger saying that the country was founded on small business. We also had some little items from Tim that said lots of small local businesses as well. Robert voted for small business. Zachary said that he'd like to support small business, but he wants to know if anyone can explain how they are the largest job supporters. Are we talking industrial, commercial, or service? He's seen lots of small businesses run exclusively by the owner with a very small support staff and oftentimes violating labor laws. On the other hand, he doesn't like supporting large corporations that have taken over, so he's in a little bit of a quandary. And I understand that. When people say small businesses have built America, I think they have.
Yeah.
But these big corporations are necessary because they do have large...
Well, we were talking about this
they
earlier
hire a lot
on.
Of people. Well, right.
And the big corporations started out as small businesses.
Right, that's true.
Look at Mac.
And then Norma
Windows.
Votes for small business. So those are all of our trending topics right now, Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
All right, good job, Jen.
Okay,
now,
no problem.
Meanwhile,
now.
Back at the ranch... Page
story,
two.
This story just got me going a little. Because, you know, as a woman, I do not have children yet. I would like to have them someday. Heather, I know you have three, right?
Yeah, I've done it three times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, do you know who Josie Moran is?
No, who's that?
She's supermodel. You would recognize her if you saw her. She was a hot toddy at the beginning of the 2000s, probably. She was also on Dancing with the Stars, and she has a whole line of items in Sephora. She has makeup. She has argan oil. She has all these specialty products. Well, on July 1st, she had a baby and decided she wanted to make it a natural experience. Mm-hmm. So she brings out a kiddie pool, sets it under a honeysuckle bush in the backyard of her Pennsylvania farmhouse, and had her baby as her family members and friends looked on.
Waterbird.
Now, let me give you a little bit of information, a little more detail on this.
Was there a keg anywhere?
Yes, this is the picture I'm getting. She went to a Mexican restaurant, had a spicy meal, which helped... Mm-hmm. trigger her labor. Then she goes home. The next day, she's standing at her staircase, and her water blows. Or blows. Burst. That's what it was. So she writes in this blog, she chronicled all this on people.com in a blog. She said, as soon as her water broke, she ran outside, she blew up the kiddie swimming pool, she put it in the backyard, and she was sitting there inside the water, surrounded in her backyard by midwives, family, and friends. Now, I'm sorry, but when you're in that moment, do you really want, like, your... Aunt Pearl sitting there going...
It's funny you mentioned that, because I think maybe it was you who I was talking to where you went to a friend of yours' first baby's birth and, like, the whole family was there. It's almost getting to the point where they have to put bleachers in delivery rooms now.
But I didn't go inside the delivery room during that moment.
Oh,
I was out. No, I was in the room when
I
she
I thought you were
the...
in being the second support staff or something like that.
No. I was there, you know, during the birth, but in the waiting room along with her parents. Only the husband was in the room.
That's the way it was when I was there.
That's
my,
the way
my
I think
first child, my daughter Talia, when I had her, I at the last minute, she was all natural, and I threw everyone out of the room.
Did you? Because you want to sweat.
I mean, get out of here, bye.
Yeah, that was the last time you did that natural
birth,
stuff, wasn't it?
It was, well, actually, the my son Jaden, who's number two, he was a emergency C-section, and then my
then you can't do
my last, my final. She was a scheduled C-section.
Right. Once you do the C-section, it's over.
You can do a VBAC, which is what it's called, but it depends. And with my age, my oldest, I had at 40, or my youngest, I had at 40, so they said at your age and whatever, you should do the
C-section. That's a big thing, though. I mean, it's almost like this is a public display now, having kids.
Yeah. Okay, so this lady's sitting under her honeysuckle bush, surrounded by all these people, and then it gets better. Her dear husband, this is what she wrote, quote, "My dear husband was in the pool with me."
I saw a picture of that going on. I read in trying to remember what magazine was, Psychology Today, maybe a picture of somebody doing just that.
I'd be like, get out of this pool. First of all, why am I in a pool and you get out of here? That's what I would say.
Excuse me, because water birth is actually supposed to be a much more subtle and relaxed and calmed way for the baby.
Gentler.
I'd be having 10 heart attacks sitting in a kiddie pool in my side yard in sunlight.
Is it all about you or is it about the
at
child?
At that moment when something is pushing its way out of my hoo-hoo, yes, it is all about me. It'll be all about the baby as soon as that thing is out.
This is my time.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, so wait, no, I'm not done yet. So the husband's in the water with this chick as the baby's coming out, encouraging me, telling me that I am powerful, capable, and beautiful. Yeah, really, at that moment?
Oh, please.
It lasted for 4 hours. Now, she has an older daughter, a five-year-old. The five-year-old danced around the pool, collecting flowers to make me clover crowns.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, that's
it's something about
it's about as new age as you can get, huh?
Yeah, it's and that's not
good
all.
News though. Hey, listen,
that's the way. But you know, honestly, with the exception of the pump it up pool, that's the way it used to happen.
I know,
or drop one in the field.
I understand.
Yep, that's all.
A bunch of drugs now. And a clean hospital room with air conditioning.
Exactly. We've become so sanitized.
Cocktail waiting for me when I'm done.
It's a natural process.
My wife was drugged up to the nth degree listening to Frank Sinatra tunes and singing all the way, man. I will never forget that as long as I live when Sean, our first, was born, and she's just like, oh, I'm breaking in half. Something's breaking me in half. Get the doctor in here. The doctor comes in, they do the epidural, and then the next thing I know, she's singing Sinatra tunes. I mean,
sweet. All right, Heather comes up next with her story, 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like mom of the year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg, bringing you some practical products for back to school. The new car connection from AudioBox and Sprint is easy to install and monitors drivers while managing and maintaining your car from any internet-connected device. You can even remotely prevent kids from driving while texting and talking as you track their speed and location. Car connection costs less than $170. The new Kyocera Hydro is the world's first waterproof, no contract required Android smartphone priced under $130.
Boost Mobile's pay-as-you-go unlimited voice and data plan, combined with monthly rates as low as $40, make it one of the best smartphone deals in America. A computer crash can cost a student thousands of dollars in lost music and the hardship of lost academic files. Carbonite.com's unlimited, automatic, secure, and affordable cloud-based backup plans start as low as $59. Should your computer crash, Carbonite ensures you will recover everything quickly and easily. Priced at under $30, Logitech's Global Graffiti collection of wireless keyboards and mice features modern colors and patterns so students can choose a combination that allows them to express their individual style. And finally, all shoppers must go to youpromise.com and register. This free service has hundreds of online partners like staples.com and target.com. Do your online back-to-school shopping by linking through YouPromise, and they will deposit at least 5% cash back into a free college savings account. For more information, go to behindthebuy.com. I'm David Gregg.
All right, 13 and a half for the hour, the Doug Steffen Beyond Good Day program. Heather Bachman now is going to thrill us and chill us with whatever observation she's cooked up here.
Well, in the wild world of dating, I came across this little tidbit of in Georgia. A deputy, actually two of them, gave a whole new meaning of trying to find love in the workplace. Apparently, there were two Georgia jail deputies. One was fired, the other resigned, after it was found out upon the release of a 23-year-old female inmate, they had been Facebooking her and speaking to her, you know, sexual conversations face-to-face and requesting her on Facebook and whatnot. This was brought to light when she was released on bond. Her boyfriend went to the sheriff and said, hey, you know, your deputies have been harassing my lady while she's been, you know, locked up and
harassing?
Whatever.
Harassing?
Yes.
And I've got it all here on Facebook.
Exactly, and here it is.
So they wanted her to be a part of their relationship? Is that what I'm getting?
They were both going for her.
Oh,
they were just both hitting on her.
Yeah.
Her Facebook page.
While she was locked up. While she was in lockup. So basically, while they were supposed to be the ones guarding.
First of all, she's in jail.
Right.
Is that like your criteria?
Exactly. I know. And, wow. And that's the other thing is, you know, how hard does that get when you're, you know, hitting up the inmates that you're supposed to be like.
Where do most people meet perspective?
At work, but Rich, that's a little different. That is a little different.
They usually don't have orange jumpsuits.
You work where you work, and it's, you know, that's their only choice. So anyway, how did they hit on her in her Facebook page?
They were requesting her and whatnot. It doesn't give the details of exactly what was said, but apparently they were requesting her on Facebook and whatever. So they,
they liked her.
Well, liking her, and when you want to be quote unquote friends with someone on Facebook, you request them and whatnot. So they were definitely reaching out to her with the long arm of the law through
Facebook.
What's
her name again?
Her name is a really good one.
Okay, so what were they saying to her on Facebook?
Yeah, it doesn't give her name. I'm looking through this story, and it doesn't give her name.
I was going to look her up.
Yeah, no, I can't find her either. But it happened in Oconee County. All right, Oconee County in Georgia. The deputy Lee Williams is the chief sheriff deputy. And, yep, and he fired one and the other resigned. That's all I got for you.
They're just idiots.
No, it's just stupid. I'm sitting here, I'm like reading this. I'm like, really? Like, I just am, you know, kind of fumbling through things.
Are you sure you're not from the Valley?
Like what?
Like, yeah.
Heather,
no, I totally don't get what you're trying to say, Doug.
You don't?
Like,
totally
no,
get it.
I
counted 14 likes in just a little over 60 seconds.
Like, really?
Jennifer is all about liking. I'm hearing subconsciously like from you.
Mm.
And
like?
Then I asked you whether this is like liking it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought to myself, wait a minute.
There's a lot of liking going on.
Yeah, exactly. Liking. And then I thought about the word like and how it is. What does L-I-K-E put together? What does that put into your head?
It's like, it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know my seventh grade teacher wouldn't let us use like in class?
I know. I think we ought to.
That's hard.
We're going to prohibit using like at all here on the Good Day program.
Not on
Facebook.
Like in
seventh
grade.
There'll
be a like bleep.
Right. Like bleep. 51 past the hour on Good Day. Like it or not, here we are. Stuck on you.
Because I'm stuck on you. I'm going to run my fingers through your long black hair.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Big numbers. On one hand, we have the Powerball jackpot. On the other, the price of gas. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We begin in a place that has caused us so much pain this year. Pain in the nuzzle.
$4 regular, please.
And in quite a few places across the country, $4 won't even get you 1 gallon. According to the latest AAA gas survey, we are now averaging $3.71 for a gallon of regular, up 5 cents from a week ago, up 30 cents a gallon from a month ago, and yes, it's having an impact.
Prices go up, it really limits my other driving activities. So I have to save it for work or school. Really, it's a big setback.
And according to the analysts, with this recent spike in gas prices, we will spend more than ever at the pump this year. The so-called experts say prices are not likely to start declining until after Labor Day, and that in turn could hurt consumer spending if it hasn't already. So, how does one overcome these escalating gas prices? Well, here's one way to do it. That's the sound of a lottery machine spitting out tickets. And Powerball tickets were flying out of those machines yesterday, leading up to last night's drawing, a gigantic jackpot of $337 million. Everyone holding a ticket has a dream of what they would do if they hit Powerball. Go ahead, tell me all about how you're going to travel and pay off bills.
Well, yeah, I travel and pay off the current bills, of course.
Of course, but come on, let's hear something with a little more flair. If you won, what would you do?
I'd drive my gold golf cart out to get my mailbox. Everyone would be like, that's the guy that won the lottery.
There you go, a gold golf cart to get your mail. That's more like it. As for Powerball, played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands, there was one ticket sold that matched all of the numbers that were drawn last night. It was sold in the state of Michigan, just north of Detroit, in Lapeer, at a Sunoco gas station. He, she, or they haven't stepped forward yet. I do know this. I matched the Powerball number, the one at the end, and that means $4 for me. I'm glad I took it in a lump sum. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
On Wall Street, not a whole lot of movement for the markets yesterday. The Dow dropping 7 points and closing at 13,165. S&P up 2. NASDAQ with a 14-point gain. Oil prices up 90 cents a barrel, finishing at $94.33. Several aircraft will be dumping poison designed to kill mosquitoes over Dallas County, Texas today as the area fights a severe outbreak of West Nile virus. The county commissioners there approving the spraying yesterday afternoon at the request of 11 municipalities, including the city of Dallas. West Nile has caused major problems in the area with 10 deaths and over 200 other cases reported. The outbreak has caused the mayor of Dallas, Mike Rawlings, to issue a disaster declaration. Closing notes. First, if you want to move to the world's most livable city, you'll have to do it this way. You're on a flight to Melbourne, Australia. According to the Economist Intelligence Unit, Melbourne is number one in a survey of 140 cities in terms of healthcare, culture, and the environment. Vienna, Austria came in at number two on this most livable city list. Three Canadian cities rounding out the top five, Vancouver, Toronto, and Calgary. And finally, we talk about a plane you know by name. Here's a hint. You might recognize this as the theme from the 1997 movie Air Force One, starring Harrison Ford as the president. You remember, get off my plane. Air Force One is in the news. The Pentagon reportedly starting a process to develop a new Air Force One with a goal of completing a new presidential airplane around the year 2022. $750 million has reportedly been budgeted just for phase one of the project, which includes an assessment of the performance requirements for presidential planes. $750 million, by the way, might just cover those really cushy, comfortable chairs we saw in the movie. Think about that as you squeeze into the middle seat and coach. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Stephens, good day.
Fish, apparently, according to research,
those are not bubbles.
Fish. Document can talk to each other. Fish communicate with noises, including grunts,
really?
Chirps, and pops.
It's like a husband.
Doug Stephens, good day.
Why do I bother?
The show that NASA would call a controlled crash. The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.